Welcome to the scripture reading from the online service. We're starting this series on the school of the Holy Spirit. There is not a New Testament reading specifically, but it fits in with what we're going to do, and it's about the promises that God made to us through Jesus, who now promised the Holy Spirit. John 15:15-21, red letter edition, New Living Translation. If you love me, obey my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you yet another counselor who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you do, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. In just a little while, the world will not see me again, but you will. For I will live again, and you will too. And when I am raised to life again, you know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Those who obey my commandments are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them, and I will reveal myself to each one of them. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Well, you know, we are in a time where this promise has been fulfilled. And we now can receive the Holy Spirit and have the Holy Spirit. But just a thought about promises. You know, sometimes when we say goodbye to one another, they often promise, hey, Robbie, we'll stay in touch and we'll come and we'll visit again. Well, it's painful when someone we love leaves us. Jesus, at the time with his disciples, were no doubt hoping that Jesus would promise to come back to them, as he promised to come back to us, looking for him anytime. But Jesus went a little further, and he promised to be with them forever. He would come to them now in a new way through the gift of the Holy Spirit. So no matter where they went or what they faced, Jesus would be present with them just as he is with us 2,000 years later. And Jesus extends his promise to anyone who believes in him.